This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. This is the Chamber Chat Show. This week we are featuring the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. Don Piesold from the Litchfield Chamber is our guest. Don, welcome, my friend. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
And of course, I guess let's start off with some big news. Since our last conversation, you've been promoted. You're now the official title
I'm
here?
The new executive director.
Okay. Of the Litchfield Chamber. Rhea resigned.
She
is doing other endeavors.
She's starting a new travel business and planning on staying active and supportive with the chamber as a member.
And that's good.
Right.
And
she
was a very hard worker for the chamber, and it's glad to see that she's not stepping aside, but still remaining intact with the chamber and keeping busy. So that's good. So kudos to her. Best of luck to Rhea on her new endeavors, and congratulations to you on your promotion. And
congratulations? I'm excited. Okay. I think congratulations is a great word. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit. Since our last conversation, we were talking about the holiday events here that took place in Litchfield. You had the run and walk. You had Slim Down Litchfield. You had photos with Santa. You had
the parade, the lighted parade.
How did everything go? You survived.
We did. As you might remember, it was very cold, but we had a great parade, and lots of kids came out. We had the photos went over real well, and our Jingle Bell Jog was very well attended, and I give the runners a lot of respect because they showed up and they got out there early in the morning and made it happen. So, and the ball drop, we had a lot of people come out for that. And it was fun,
and
despite the weather.
And everything went smooth
and
no problems.
And it did.
One thing I'll say about that, and we'll move on to other topics here, the parade, the lighted parade, that was a neat touch that you guys had on this.
Yes. We've done that for 2 years now, and it really has, I feel, taken off, and it's very well, nicely done.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the holiday events went well, and I guess now is what, the calm before the storm, basically?
That's a good way to put that. We have our annual dinner coming up, awards dinner and live auction, and that'll be this spring. And we're getting ready to install a new president and vice president, and we're welcoming in 5 new board members as well.
Is this like a full blood transfusion here?
a minor one.
Okay.
Yes, but it's exciting, and I think it'll bring some new energy and new ideas and on board, and we're looking forward to it.
And that's got to be important here, because you've got to have new blood in there to provide new ideas on certain things.
Exactly.
Because if you don't, then it's always the same old, and then you're going to get the conversation, well, it's been this way for 10 years, 20 years,
right,
and we're not going to change it. But you get some new ideas in there, then things start to freshen up a little bit, and you're able to throw a little curveball every now and then to provide more fun.
Exactly.
Are there new members anxious to be on the board? Because I know a lot of times, like with my schedule and that, my time is here and there, to and far between. Are you seeing new members expressing interest on being a part of the board?
This year, I didn't have any trouble getting new members to step up and want to be on the board and fill those 5 spots. So I was very encouraged about that.
And how is that done? Is that an election process?
It is, yes. And the ballots will go out. That's why it's still to be determined, but we do have a full slate, and the ballots will be going out in the next month, and that will be voted on by all the members, the new board members.
Yeah. And then they would be unveiled
at
the banquet. And tell us a little bit about the banquet, because I know you guys do a heck of a job with the banquet. It's a nice job. I mean, I remember when it's been at the Majestic Ballroom,
brief
time, that window when it was open for a little bit, and now you're at the Magnuson Grand Hotel.
Correct, and we are going to have it there again this year.
Okay.
It's a great venue for that that dinner.
And they're also members, too, aren't they?
Oh, of course. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're scratching a member's back.
That's right. So, that's right.
Tell us a little bit about the banquet. What's the theme this year? Or is that yet to be determined?
Still to be determined. We've just started meeting, and we're getting the date. We do have the place, and we'll have the live auction. We'll have the dinner. The awards will be given out. And then we'll have some entertainment and some good night for networking. And it always seems to be a successful night for the Chamber.
One of the things I always like about your awards banquet is the speech that always gets everyone is the Citizen of the Year.
Correct.
And I think, what was it, Joe
Zoller.
I think he knocked the place on the ground with his speech. The last time, and you know, and then of course, former Chief B.J. Wilkinson was honored a couple years ago. Some of these speeches can really, really get you, and even Rhea's last year. I think there was probably not a dry eye in that room.
Oh, of course, in honor of her husband.
Right, when Rhea gave her speech, but some of those speeches are pretty touching, aren't they?
Very moving. If I recall, Joe, he got a standing ovation. I mean, it was very moving, very nice.
And that shows the community aspect of whether it's Litchfield, Hillsborough, wherever.
Correct.
You always have those individuals that come out and help out whenever the bell rings. They're always there, and those individuals are too and far between. And the Citizen of the Year, I guess you're taking nominations for that, or do we have that?
No, we do not. That will go in the paper, and that's something voted on by all the residents of Litchfield. And they'll have an opportunity, anybody will, to mail in or call in or just come in and submit a name. So, and that's always an award everyone looks forward to reading about and hearing who receives that.
And then, of course, you'll have Business of the Year, and that'll get determined by the Chamber.
That's determined by the board, correct?
By the board.
Mm-hmm.
And then
The Special Recognition Award and the Rising Star
I think
of the
what?
Year.
Steve Bryant got it last year, didn't he? The recognition?
That was a couple years ago. Lonnie Bathurst got that last
Lonnie
year.
Did? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well-deserved. Again, another citizen of Litchfield and Chamber member that always steps up to the plate.
I know Steve. I don't know how we allowed him with a live microphone with no filter. That's, I'm kidding, you know, Steve's a friend of mine.
Just wait, Tobin. Yeah. If you know Steve, you just wait.
I know. I'll probably hear from it later on. But no, I mean, it's a really fun event. And it kind of, I don't know if it starts off or caps off the Chamber Awards season, because it seems like you guys are always in one big circle. Hillsborough has their event, then you guys have yours, and then the Coal Country Chamber has got theirs coming up, and it just seems like it's like one big circle of
life. It probably is, and that gets everyone's years going and get everyone in place, and we can start making all our events happen.
Let's talk a little bit, warm things up a little bit. I mean, we're in January now. Looking down the road, in fact, I think we're about, 6 months away? Party in the Park.
I think so. Third week in July.
We're close, aren't we?
Yes, yes. Third week in July.
With Party in the Park, is now the time where you start coming up with ideas, events? Obviously, the carnival we talked off air is already booked.
Yes.
That's done.
We do that the year prior.
Right. But does, like the activities and that, is now the time you start doing preparation for Party
it
in the
sure
Park
is.
Or brainstorming for that?
It sure is. We start as early as January, and it takes a lot to get that ball rolling, and plans are that also. We're working on that and getting that going.
And of course, you've got a lot of neat ideas with Party in the Park. I think Litchfield Idol went, I guess, okay this past season.
It did.
This past season.
If I recall, I think we had 8 or 9 contestants.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that may be a fixture. The miniature golf course was there again this year.
The Miss Chamber and the little Miss.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
Right.
That's a no-brainer.
Those get our biggest, they're our biggest draw. Everybody comes out to see the pretty girls. And
so now's the time when you start looking at the high school's girls and it's like, okay, she's got potential to be Miss Chamber. Let's work on her a little bit. And
right.
Is now the time you start getting contestants for that too, I guess?
We,
or do they come up to you and say, hey, I want a shot at this.
That is exactly how it is. We have, so far, we have never had a problem getting contestants to run for either the Little Miss or the Miss Chamber.
And
lots of nice girls in the area, and they are always eager to participate with that.
And one thing you got to mention about the Miss Chamber of Commerce Queen, she's always, and I think you guys have had a nice little string of luck, that winner has always moved on to go on to the become Miss Montgomery County Fair Queen. I mean, you've had a couple of them. Bridget Steeren, or Fleming, I think is her last name.
That's right.
Was one.
Sarah Crocks
was one.
You're right.
You've had a couple of them that have won the crown on your level and then moved on to win the crown at the county level.
Well,
so you must be doing something right.
We
over
must
there.
Be doing something right. I think we have good contestants. I have to give them the credit.
Let's talk a little bit with Party in the Park. Obviously, we've mentioned brainstorming's going on. Any major changes?
Of course, that's always being discussed. We're always looking for new ways and ideas to improve, and always welcome any suggestions from anyone, any citizens. If they have anything they'd like to pass on, please feel free to come in or call the office. And but we're looking into course keeping and having remained some mainstays that everyone looks forward to, but right. always trying to look for new ways to improve it.
And with the chamber, and you look at Litchfield, you guys have plenty of assets at your disposal to work on if you wanted to do something. You've got Route 66, you've got Walton Park, you've got Lake Lou, you've got Library Park. You've got a lot of, I guess, assets at your fingertips that you can really tap into to really make an event a success.
You're right, Tobin. A lot of good choices, and we definitely do toss all those around.
And is that, I guess that's got to be to an advantage, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is. Of course.
But the kick is, how do you utilize the lake? How do you utilize Walton Park? How do you utilize Library Park?
Route 66 as
Route
well.
Route 66, the drive-in. I mean, how do you utilize all that? Because it's, you know, you got to spread the love around, but sometimes that's easier said than done, isn't it?
Correct, right.
The new office at the museum, how's the museum going?
It's working perfect. It's a great location. A win-win, I think, win for the chamber. The location's a win for the city. And we have so many people. We're blessed. So many people come through and want to travel the Route 66, and they're coming into the museum. And the chamber office seems to be working out real well there.
How many people come into that museum?
I'm amazed. Oh, gosh, at least 20 a week, 25 a week, just to look at the museum, not counting the regular, the town citizens that come in and out to do business with the chamber or work with the museum, but and just people coming through on the highway.
That museum's a lot of hard work went into that, and that is a very neat museum. If you're over in that neck of the woods, stop by and go through that thing, go through the museum, because it's well worth the couple minutes or hours or whatever you want to do.
At least a couple hours, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You get reading all the material, and it's very nicely done.
It amazes me how far back they got, especially with some of the civic organizations in Litchfield, some of the information from them, because some of the documents actually came from the organization.
Correct.
It wasn't newspaper clippings about, oh, X, Y, and Z were appointed to a certain board for the Kiwanis or Moose or whatever. These were actual documents. I mean, they really did the research on this.
You're correct. That's right.
So the office is going well?
Very well.
This is the calm before the storm.
We've got the
banquet in April, and then Party in the Park. Coming up in July. So they'll be here in, 3 weeks, the way time flies.
It'll sure seem like it.
Dawn, it's always a pleasure here. Before we let you go here, talk with us a little bit about membership. How's that going?
Oh, it's going great. I'm just getting ready to work on making some visits out to new businesses in town, and excited about that and meeting some new people and hopefully welcoming them in as new members.
And Dawn, it's always a pleasure. I thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thank you, Tobin.
And this concludes this week's edition of the Chamber Chat Show, where our guest was Dawn Piesold from the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. For the Chamber Chat, I'm Tobin Ott.